Penguin Presents The Autograph Man by Zadie Smith. Read by Ben Barnes. Prologue. Zohar, the wrestling match. He has the ability to imagine himself a minor incident in the lives of others. It is not an abstract thing. Alex Lee Tandem would not quite know what you meant by abstract. He's 12. He simply knows that if he imagines swimming in the sea, well, while most children will think immediately of the cinematic shark below them, Alex, in his mind, is with the lifeguard. He can see himself as that smudge on the horizon, his head mistaken for a bobbing buoy, his wild arms hidden by the roll of the surf. He can see the lifeguard, a bronzed and languid American, standing on the sand with his arms folded, deciding, there's nothing out there. Alex sees the lifeguard wander off down the beach in search of those half-bare German girls from yesterday and a cold drink. The lifeguard buys a Coke from a passing vendor. The shark severs Alex's right calf from his body. The lifeguard sidles up to Tanya, the pretty one. The shark drags Alex in a bloody semicircle through the water. The lifeguard speaks kindly to her ugly friend with the flat chest, hoping for brownie points. Some vertebrae snap.
Did you see that? A seal, says Tanya,
mistaking Alex's desperate hand for the turn of a glossy flipper. And then he's gone. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Is it a seal? No, it's me, drowning! This is how things go for Alex Lee. He deals in a shorthand of experience, the TV version. He is one of this generation who watch themselves.